Amen. 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 And one other thing, Todd, as I was sitting here tonight and looked at you, and I feel like the Lord was saying that he has imparted to you and is developing in you further a gift of faith that we've not known a gift of faith in the United States as the Lord is developing in you. And he's going to speak to you in such a way that you're going to speak and see those signs and wonders happen and those special miracles happen, and you're going to know by faith that these things are going to happen. And for some reason, as I say that, I see universities, universities, and I see you speaking the word of faith over these universities and things changing. I see you speaking the word of faith that shall be over nations, that shall be over armies, that shall be over antagonists. I see you speaking the word of faith and things changing. Todd, I see as you speak the word of the faith, the word of faith, the fire shall begin to burn. And I believe the Lord is saying, Todd, take up this challenge. Take up this challenge in the name of Jesus. Speak that word and see the fire burn. See the fire burn. And I believe the Lord would even say, as I speak this to you, yes, it is double. Yes, it is two things. The fire of the Lord shall burn bright for his people. The fire of the Lord shall make a way for his people. The fire of the Lord shall be something that his people shall be able to follow on to victory. And the fire of the Lord shall be just the opposite for the enemy. The enemy will not be able to stand before the fire of the Lord. And the fire of the Lord shall burn quickly. And the fire of the Lord shall burn brightly. And the fire of the Lord shall burn surely. And the enemies of the Lord shall not be able to escape the effect of the fire of the Lord. O man of God, accept this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the gift of faith, I speak that over you right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask your protection, and I believe your protection over him and over his family. Continue to do a mighty work in their life. And Lord, Todd, I see the angels of the Lord. I know you've seen this before, but I see the angels of the Lord around you. And I see the angels of the Lord, Todd, going before you, Todd. I see the angels of the Lord going before and speaking the word that shall prepare the way and shall prepare the people and shall prepare the place. And surely the fire of the Lord shall burn brightly in you. The fire of the Lord shall burn in your loins, Todd. The fire of the Lord shall burn, and you shall open your mouth and speak things you've never prepared to speak. You shall speak the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord shall go forth, and things shall happen. Things shall be raised up in a day, Todd. They shall be raised up in a day, and things that are evil and things that are against the Lord shall come down in a day, saith the Lord. No longer shall God's people have to wander around in seeming darkness. No longer shall God's people have to say, when, Lord, when is it going to happen? For surely, says the Lord, I shall use you as well as I shall use others, and those things will not take place, those things will not stand that are against the things of the Lord. And the Lord is saying, I love my people. I love those ones that have gone forth as they have many times and have spoken my word and have taken my word to the lost and have taken healing to those that need it. I love my people, and don't let anyone doubt that I love my people, and I am doing a mighty work. And in these next months ahead, you shall see this mighty work. You shall see things poured from on high. You shall see the things that have come from below diminish. You shall see the things that have come from below. You shall see the things that the enemy has done. They shall be overcome. You shall not be overcome. My word shall not be overcome. Righteousness shall not be overcome. But I shall move, saith the Lord. I shall move in a fury, Lord. I shall move in a fury because I am not happy with some of the things that I see. And it's been long enough, and I am coming to take over, says the Lord.